Next set of errors. So customers specifically call asking for different amounts that they can pay. And essentially they're asking about payment allocation. Like if I pay a certain amount in statement balance, how much will be remaining, what will get paid off, things like that. They also ask about, I created a plan on the payment due date. How quickly will a new plan be created? How quickly will that affect my statement balance? And like interest saving balance option will be available. So what should I pay now so that my plan is not paid off, especially because it's on the due date? How does this experience work? Another complaint was improve, again, like I said, improve employee workflow in terms of like the talking points, revisit all procedures as standards, because specialists sometimes give the right information, but the customers are still not satisfied. Next complaint is about interest saving balance calculation. Help with explaining here, because if a customer misses a payment in the past month, how is it calculated in the next month? What is the difference between interest saving balance and statement balance, where it's coming from? What is the transparency of all of the balances that are included in your interest saving balance? So in your transaction summary, interest saving balance is not available. They usually go to your statement and then check what the interest saving balance is. And it gets more tricky if they have other promotions like an MCL or My Chase Loan or a balance transfer on their card. So try to add, we're already working on an initiative to add interest saving balance and transaction summary, but I think it would be helpful to give either a calculator or like help explain what interest saving balance is better, one, to customers as well as to specialists. Some of the specialists suggested that we should change the term for interest saving balance. Its comprehension is harder. Provide a tool to give a breakdown on how it is calculated. Merchant credit remediation. Again, here specialists were like, why can't your credit be directly applied to your transaction? That can't be done because when a merchant gives us a credit, they just give us the amount but don't tell what transaction it's particularly related to. So it's applied on your balance and not at your transaction level. So customers especially, so there's two cases. When a customer has 0% promotional APR and they receive a credit, they don't want it to be applied to a plan. They want it to be applied to your balance, but your plan should be active because they're paying no interest or a fee on it. But in the case that they are paying a fee or an interest on it, if the plan, if they receive a credit, they want it to be applied to a plan. And then they call asking, hey, why am I being charged a fee? I've received a credit. So usually we allow for credits to be applied to plans if they call and ask. And then in that case, your fee is refunded, but it's not widely known for them. But these are two interesting use cases that come up. Again, request for more calculator for a plan, for ISB, for purchase, your fee calculated, things like that. Please add these new set of complaints to the table and synthesize versus like combine if things are similar.